Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. I'm your host, NBC Sports Bay Area Raiders Insider Scott Baer, and my featured guest this week is Bruce Irvin. The veteran edge rusher was candid, as always, about several different football topics, including his role as a leader on this team, especially with Khalil Mack being out waiting for a longer-term, bigger-money contract down the road. We talked about his relationship with rookie Arden Key and why they bonded so fast and why that's a good mentor-protege relationship. So I also spoke to Arden Key about that. You'll hear from the LSU product later in this podcast as well. But up first, we have Bruce Irvin, again, talking a lot of things football. Great stuff. Stay tuned for that. Sitting next to me up here after one of the final training camp practices in Napa, silver and black edge rusher Bruce Irvin, somebody I'm so excited to speak to after what's been a really good training camp for you, Bruce. And a lot's been made of the fact that it's a slightly different role in Paul Gunther's defense. There's going to be a lot more, going forward and attacking. Is it something that you're excited about, this role that they've carved out for you?
Very excited, coming out of college, that was my role, and it was going forward and attacking quarterback. So, I was switched to linebacker, which I thought I was pretty good at, but I think my more natural position is, attacking the edge and, see ball, get ball, kind of how I feel like.
And when you look at it, you've got more help on the inside, you've got more depth rushing off the edge, and you've mentioned it before, made no secret that double-digit sack total is kind of that carrot in front of you. Do you think this could be the year? It seems like it's all kind of lining up to where this could be a big year in terms of those types of things.
I definitely think this could be the year. With the opportunity they're giving me, rushing the passer and going forward, and doing what's natural to me, I really feel like they put me in a great position. To get double digits, if I feel like if I don't get double digits this year, I feel like it'll be all on me, because they're doing a great job of, put me where I wanted to be, where I asked to be. So, I commend them for that.
You've always been a leader on this team, but do you feel like there's a lot of new and a lot of different, that it's a different coaching staff, there's a lot of transition on the roster, there's no Khalil here. Do you feel like your leadership role has changed? Maybe you're playing less bad cop than you used to. I don't know. Is it different in some way?
It's a little different. I got to be a little bit more outspoken, knowing that Khalil isn't here. Like you said, I can't only be the bad cop. I got to be the good cop.
yeah, now. Sometimes so, you have to do both.
It's been fun, man. It's a new experience for me. I was leader last year, but I think this year is, it's a little bit more different. I'm a lot more hands-on. Guys listen to what I'm saying. They look at me. If I'm doing a drill, all the young guys look at me, and they do what I do, basically. So if I don't come out here and I don't go hard, I don't lift weights, I don't put in the extra work, they're gonna kind of take after me. So I try to make it my job to go the extra mile, and not only lead by my words, but lead by example also.
It really seems like Arden Key has taken to trying to follow the Bruce Irvin model of how to become productive in this league. He was saying that obviously you've you've been productive for a long time, and that's an attractive reason why, but also that you guys are from the same area in Georgia, roughly, right? And he said that, that the bond happened quickly because he knows where I came from, you know, that he's from that area. Do you think that that kind of maybe helped, you know, get, you know, like get his ear listening to you early on? And does it mean something to, maybe not from the same town, but to be from the same area, have this, the same kind of similar, you know,
background? I mean, being from Atlanta, they got something to do with it a little bit, but you know, I just seen a lot of myself in Arden. Guy who had when he was coming out, he had red flags, people were scared to take a chance on him, but he was a first round talent. You can't tell me, you can't sit back and tell me that all the edge rushers that went before him are better than him, you know.
That is absolutely true.
Chubbs, all those guys. I put Arden up there with the best of them. And, you know, I just try to stay on them because we need them. You know well as I know. You know, the past two or three years, we've been lacking on the pass rushing the sack numbers. So, Arden and those younger guys, we need those guys, you know. So, it's his responsibility to take care of, you know, the work here. But, you know, also, you know, representing himself outside this building, you know, as a pro, you know, as a Raider. You know, he got a lot of people depending on him. And, you know, I tell him that, you know, you can't be out here, you know, partying and you know, just acting crazy when you got, you know, 60 guys depending on you. Because we need that guy. So, you know, he's doing a great job and putting in a lot of work and staying after. And, you know, I have no doubt that he's going to keep his nose clean. He's going to be a great player in this league.
The Raiders Insider Podcast is brought to you by Evergood Sausage Company, bringing you locally smoked, handmade sausages out of San Francisco for 92 years, family owned. Now let's hear directly from Arden Key, who discusses why Bruce is a perfect role model for him just entering the NFL and why he bonded with him so quickly.
It had to be from the comment he made right after I got drafted.
Yeah.
Saying that, similar to Arden, comparing me to Arden Smith, and saying that I'm be under his wing, he's going to take me under his wing and things of that sort, and we're going to work. And then, you know, we from the same area. He like 5 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then I've been hearing stories about him since I was younger. Mm-hmm. So I kind of already, I was already looking up to him way back then.
Yeah, he can sometimes be, sometimes he likes to play bad cop. Uh-huh. Is he more good cop or bad cop this camp? Is he kind of, like can he be pretty hard on you guys, or is he pretty encouraging? Does he kind of pick his battles?
Yeah, he do both. He'll break it down and build you back up. That's the kind of guy he is. He'll break you down. If he don't like something, he'll break you down, and then he'll build you back up. He's not just going to break you down and just leave you standing there with a shit face. He's going to come back and build you back up, but he is a good leader.
Do you think having a guy like that has kind of helped your first rookie camp, your first experience, having a guy that, you know, can teach you things, can a peer has helped you grow?
Yeah, definitely. Just a lot of on-the-field stuff and also a lot of off-the-field stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff he did that I did, and he's where he's at. So I can, if he tells me something, it means something. It's meaningful because he's been where I went through, and he's been where I'm trying to go.
And now, more from Bruce Irvin. When you first signed here, you know, there was going to be a lot of talk of that Khalil Mack has a partner off the edge, but it seemed like you guys bonded and became friends really quick. I'm sure that you've had a lot of coworkers that you're good and you work well with, but maybe you don't, you know, you're not friends with, but you guys are tight, and it happened quick. Why do you think that was?
Well, I just think our personalities clicked. You know, we're both two alpha males. We both got egos. So I think we do a great job of working with one another and, you know, taking advice from one another. And I always said this about Khalil, you know, being all the accolades that he has and, you know, all the All-Pros and stuff like that, you know, he still takes criticism. He still takes advice. You know, that's the biggest thing about him. He always wants to get better. He always wants to critique his work. So You know, a lot of guys who has the stardom that he has don't want to hear nothing from nobody. But yeah. He always takes coaches. He always takes criticism. So, you know, that's the one thing that I love about Khalil.
Is it weird without him here? You know, just kind of his presence and the fact that you guys last year, you know, that you kind of led in different ways, mm-hmm. you know, but kind of helped this defense along. Is it strange?
It's weird, but then again, we got to do what we got to do. You know, yeah. You know, even with Khalil, we weren't a very good defense last year. So we got to get these guys who are ready, who are here, we got to get those guys ready. You know, Khalil will be here. When? We don't know, but he's going to be here. And when he does, we're going to have these guys ready. You know, for he can just come in and do his thing, and you know, hopefully we can turn this thing around from the past 2 years on defense.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast presented by Evergood Sausage. And a special shout out to Bruce Irvin for taking time during a busy portion of his football calendar to talk all things silver and black. But for those who don't know, Bruce does an incredible amount of charity work off the field, and that's why he was named the team's Walter Payton Man of the Year following a 2017 season during which he devoted time nearly every week to helping out those in need, and most of the time, he did it without receiving any recognition at all. He worked hard for local charities, including Girls Inc., the Mobile Pantry, and the UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in Oakland. He also raised money for the Atlanta Children's Center near his hometown, and what a lot of people don't know is that Bruce, Khalil Mack, and Reggie McKenzie also gave $20,000 to relief efforts following last year's fires in the North Bay. Irvin considers this off-field work a calling and is driven to be a positive role model to kids and adults less fortunate as someone who struggled early in life and is now living a dream. You've been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe. And if you like our podcast, give us a rating and a review. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at @NBCSAuthentic. We'll be back next week with another great guest. Thanks for listening, Raider Nation.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.